Fasten your seatbelt, turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. Today on Route 51, we take the Highway 10 exit into Stevens Point and look at the challenges and opportunities facing this historic Wisconsin River City. Much of the news out of Stevens Point has not been good lately. On Tuesday, voters turned down a referendum that would have funneled much-needed cash into the public school district, and now teachers and programs are on the chopping block. But that's not the main focus of today's show. We're going to be focusing on the downtown, which has also had some news that has not been good. Longtime retailer JCPenney moving out after more than 100 years, the Center Point Marketplace in foreclosure. City leaders, meanwhile, are exploring a new vision to revitalize the area, one that draws on an existing strong base of locally owned shops, the nearby UW-Stevens Point campus, and some underutilized public spaces. Our guest today, Stevens Point Mayor Andrew Halverson and the city's new Director of Community Development, Mike Morrissey. Also on our panel, Central Wisconsin developer Mark Craig, the General Manager of Compass Properties, which has interests in Stevens Point and which has also been instrumental in revitalizing the city of Wausau's downtown. Morrissey also served for many years as Wausau's Community Development Director and can draw some parallels between the two cities. Now, this is our first Route 51 program to be broadcast on our new Wisconsin Public Radio station, WHAA 89.1 FM Coloma, bringing a clear signal to Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, Wautoma, Westfield, Adams Friendship, Montello, Portage, and the Wisconsin Dells. So if you are hearing us on the news station, and Mark Craig's mom, this is a shout-out to you in Portage. Give us a call and tell us how we're doing. And if you've got questions and comments about the current situation in Stevens Point and ideas about how to move the city forward, we also want to hear from you. Those phone numbers, 261-6371 or toll-free anywhere you're listening, 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Mark Craig, Mike Morrissey, and Andrew Halverson, thanks so much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Good evening.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thanks for having us.
And what I'm going to do right now in order to set up this conversation is play a short news piece that we put together. Some of you may have heard it on Morning Edition and the Ideas Network this morning. It's a piece that we call A Tale of Two Cities. Downtown Wausau is a special place, according to Mark Craig, a Central Wisconsin developer, former candidate for mayor, and former manager of the Wausau Center Mall.
Over the last 10 years, we've had $120 million invested in our central core, and most of it private dollars.
And Craig has just landed a big fish. National women's retailer Coldwater Creek is putting a store in Wausau, not on the interstate, but in a 120-year-old building he manages downtown.
They fell in love with our downtown when they came here this last August and happened to be a concert on the square that evening.
The square, known as the 400 Block, is surrounded by retail shops, the downtown mall, a hotel and condominium complex, a new 10-story office building, parking decks, and a renovated opera palace, the Grand Theater. Phil Velichka leads a citizen's effort to finish the square by adding a fountain, landscaping, and a permanent concert stage.
The Square Up campaign is an effort by volunteers to raise $1 million to enhance a publicly owned space.
And in just a few months, Velichka's volunteers have almost reached their goal. Longtime Alderman Jim Rosenberg sees the 400 Block as a symbol of success.
And that's an area that we've really succeeded, creating a community living room and a place where people gather.
And these people who work, live, and shop downtown say they like their community living room.
We love it. There's a lot of new businesses opening up. There's a lot of really good established businesses here.
Oh, I'm thrilled with Coldwater Creek going in.
They have planned for the 400 Block. It looks just awesome with the permanent stage and everything.
Just 40 miles to the south, it's a different story. Stevens Point is another old mill town on the Wisconsin River with a downtown mall surrounded by historic architecture and public spaces. But the mall is in foreclosure. National retailer JCPenney is moving out, and shoppers think things could be better.
I'm kind of saddened that Penney's is going to be leaving us. You know, we won't have any major
major retail clothing store.
It's unfortunate that the city can't find a better way to keep good business here, and watching the whole Centerpoint Mall dry up on them is too bad.
In his office, Stevens Point's young mayor, Andrew Halverson, acknowledges the obvious.
JCPenney's has been a fixture in downtown Stevens Point, I believe, since 1908. We are at a period of time where we have huge flux within the downtown area. It is where, theoretically, Wausau was 20 to 25 years ago.
Halverson believes that Stevens Point can also rebuild its downtown. And to help him do that, the city has hired Community Development Director Mike Morrissey, who held the same position until recently in Wausau.
If we begin to take many of the same steps that were fundamental in Wausau, they're also applicable here in Stevens Point.
Halverson and Morrissey want to build on a strong base of locally owned stores and the nearby UW-Stevens Point campus. They also want to find new uses for the city's historic square.
It's not too much dissimilar than maybe the 400 block in Wausau. It's a place where people gather.
And they dream of renovating the old Fox Theater.
We would love to see the Fox Theater, which is the old opera house, redevelop and emerge similar to the Grand Theater. So we have strange parallels clearly with Wausau in that we have a lot of the exact same components present, but on a slightly smaller scale.
Mayor Halverson says the city's smaller retail market is a challenge, but he and Morrissey see a bright future.
Specialty owned and operated retail, cultural destinations, the entertainment destination, the businesses, the pubs, the restaurants, the residential component, more commercial development, jobs and offices.
This will take time. I mean, this is not a turnaround on a dime.
Two cities, two downtowns, and a common model for change. In Stevens Point and Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.
And what we are focusing on today specifically is the city of Stevens Point, its downtown revitalization, and our guests again, Mark Craig, the general manager of Compass Properties, Mike Morrissey, community development director who spent time in Wausau and is now occupying that position in Stevens Point, and Andrew Halverson, the 32-year-old mayor of Stevens Point, who has a bold vision for the future. Gentlemen, before we, I guess the first question that I should ask you is, how much can you say about the situation involving the downtown mall right now? I understand that there may be some litigation.
Well, the mall itself, of course, as you've said, Glenn, and again, thank you very much for the opportunity to be here to articulate what we've done, where we want to go, certainly with downtown. We really appreciate the offer and appreciate the opportunity to highlight where Stevens Point is and where we'd like to see it go. So a true, sincere thank you. The mall itself, as you know, of course, is in foreclosure. Our mall is a very unique entity in that there are a variety of reciprocal agreements and binding covenants that exist with our mall, which was very different from the mall in Wausau and arguably very different than probably any real estate development in the state of Wisconsin in terms of how it binds the signatories to certain things. The city of Stevens Point, our community development authority, JCPenney's, Shopko, and the Dial companies are all signatories to those agreements.
Does that make you a part owner of the mall, the city of Stevens Point, just for people who don't understand?
It's interesting. It binds us to certain rights. It also binds us to certain responsibilities as part of those agreements. A lot of our responsibilities rest with parking for the facility as well as upkeep of other elements of the area. It's a very, very intricate legal document. What I'm very excited to talk about today is the vision that we've talked about and certainly our willingness to continue to work with the current owners of that facility as long as we possibly can. We have open dialogue with them as we speak. So we want to talk about a vision that's going to work for them. We want to talk about a vision ultimately for the mall and its rehabilitation that will work for the community. So we're free to talk quite a bit about it. And if I can't comment, I'll be very honest and tell you that I cannot. But I'd like to expand as much as I can for you.
Is there a chance that the current owners will stay the owners of the mall? It's under receivership right now. There's a sheriff's sale.
Anything is clearly possible. There's a sheriff's sale and an auction scheduled for May 3rd. And if they can work it out and they're part of the bidding process and win, of course, they may very well hold on to it.
Do you see that mall ending up attracting other major national tenants like JCPenney, people who are currently working in big box store environments more and more, or is it going to have to be something else?
The biggest difference, I think, right now is that nationally recognized retail, at least in the central Wisconsin area, has a great deal of market presence now that's emerging along the interstate. As folks drive along the interstate and they see the progress that we've made in the business park and in other areas along the interstate, a lot of those market forces, of course, pull, given the models that big box retail functions within these days, a lot of energy to go into that area. So what we want to do, of course, is work with the current owners or whoever the future owners are of that particular facility, being the mall in downtown, and do the best that we can to recruit and retain as many of the retailers and the tenants that are there certainly currently to stay in that facility or a modified facility in the future, depending on what it may be.
Mark Craig, you're the former manager of the Wausau Center Mall. Comparisons and differences between the situation in Wausau and the situation in Stevens Point.
Well, it's interesting. Back in the early 80s, the JVJ group out of Cleveland, Ohio, was able to develop a regional mall in downtown Wausau known as Wausau Center Mall. They're a very strong developer, one of the largest shopping center developers at that time in the United States. And so there was some real strength and some real leasing strength that came with that developer. Dial Corporation out of Omaha has done an adequate job, I think, with the mall in downtown Point. There's obviously been some challenges. And I know a few years back they were talking about an effort called demalling, where you put the roads back in, make it more of a lifestyle center, which seems to be the trend across the nation. Even Coldwater Creek, when they looked at Wausau, they were not interested in going in the mall. They were looking at being near the mall out in a lifestyle center.
In a very old building downtown, a building with a lot of history.
Yes, and I think that's part of the charm and part of the character and fit their brand very well. And so we're excited about them coming to our community and coming to the downtown.
What I'm interested in is why is the Wausau Center Mall successful and why is the mall in Stevens Point in receivership? From your perspective as a business leader who managed a mall, what are the key differences there?
Well, the retail mix is the biggest factor in terms of shopping centers, and certainly having deep pockets and the ability to attract national tenants with some strong incentives. Those are key components to keeping a center strong and healthy. We're fortunate at Wausau that Wausau Center Mall is over 90% occupied currently in spite of some challenging economic times. And so I think those are really key areas that we need to focus on. CBL bought Wausau Center Mall 10 years ago. They're out of the Tennessee area, and they've been a great partner with our community. And I know they're in Madison, Easttown, Westtown Mall, Brookfield Square. So they bring a lot of strength with their brand and their company.
Mike Morrissey, is it important from a community development standpoint when you have an existing structure like a mall for there to be continued investment in the infrastructure, continually upgrading it, changing it, putting the money back into it?
I think so, and I think that's one of the things that I noticed when I went to Stevens Point early. You can see the difference between the Wausau Center Mall and the kind of continuing investment and upgrades that the Wausau Mall has made and CBL has made over the past probably, 3 years or so. I'm not seeing that same kind of investment and reinvestment and upgrade and energy at leasing and retail mixes that in Stevens Point that Wausau has.
And Andrew Halverson, how much blame, if you can assess blame at all, does Stevens Point have for what happened with the mall?
Well, I think in the way in which we are partners, of course, they're very, very minimal now. But, of course, the agreements read that we will work through good faith efforts to ensure the viability and try and project the building and, for that matter, the arrangement that's present between us as signatories and the other signatories of the agreements. And I think we've really done that. We've worked with Dial as a city actually a few years prior to me taking office. The past administration worked with the current owners of the facility, Dial Corporation, to work through the demalling procedures. We worked with them as best we could to try and work through a very similar process. In fact, we had three different amalgamations of a demalling concept that we were working with through the Common Council as well as Dial to see if we couldn't come to a mutually agreeable level of investment between the two parties. And I think the bottom line was, of course, it was going to take so much investment from both parties collectively that I think some of the plans that we had were just simply going to be a little bit too large to be able to handle financially on either of our sides. But in terms of our effort and in terms of what we want to continue to do, we've always made it very clear to the current owners of that facility that we stand ready to work with them as we possibly can. Of course, we have already talked about the idea of reestablishing a new TIF district over the top of it to encourage its redevelopment. What we did is we actually removed the current mall from the existing downtown TIF district to prevent any large value fluctuations into the base value of the existing TIF, really in an effort to arrange for a situation that would be applicable to a new TIF district with the likelihood of increasing a great deal of increment to reinvest back into its redevelopment and other activities within the area that directly relate to it. So blame, I don't know exactly how much blame can be rested on the shoulders ultimately of the city. We're a good faith partner. We're not a controlling interest, nor do we own the property. And I think those are probably the two greatest differences between the rights and responsibilities of the Dial Corporation versus the rights and responsibilities of either, respectively, the City of Stevens Point or its CDA.
Two of the most visible tenants of the mall, the Central Wisconsin Children's Museum and JCPenney's, have now moved out. Central Wisconsin Children's Museum, of course, elsewhere in Stevens Point, but Penny's gone after 108 years. That's a huge blow, isn't it?
Well, it's a huge blow, but I think when you look at, let's first start with the Central Wisconsin Children's Museum. If you look at where they've relocated, of course, the city has been very successful in the partnerships that we've had with the Children's Museum to not only retain them in downtown, but to allow them to quadruple their current space and do it in what we view as a directly renovatable building that's now going to have exposure directly onto Main Street. So in terms of capitalizing on some of the tenant fluctuation that we have, we know that as a city we can engage to do the best we can to retain them and actually create an environment that's certainly conducive to their expansion within downtown. And that's what we were successful in doing with the Children's Museum, which gets to the ultimate mix of what's going to be necessary for downtown to continue to move forward. We as a
but
general...
But Penny's right now, you don't have any major clothing retailer in the downtown area.
There are no major clothing retailers in downtown. That is true.
I might remind the audience that the mayor owns a clothing store. He's a haberdasher in downtown Stevens Point. But beyond that,
although
no large scale. We have a powerful haberdashery, but not necessarily one of large scale.
We certainly don't want to associate business with our official role in government by any means. But in terms of the relationship with Penny's, I can remember as a child, prior to the downtown urban redevelopment project that was and now is the mall, prior to its construction in the early 80s. The mall ultimately started to come online in 1985, but the construction project and the revitalization effort started embryonically in the late 70s and then into the early 80s. But I can remember going into the old store prior to Penny's moving into the mall and remembering the historic architecture that it was, the old department store character that it had, and that's there's no effort that can bring back that history. That's a history that is something that is going to be a great loss, not only to the cultural heart and soul of the community, but arguably the retail identity that was downtown for years as the retail destination within Portage County. I think collectively our community also has to understand that in terms of downtown Stevens Point being the sole, which is what it was, of course, 30-plus years ago, the sole retail destination, there are going to be varying pods of retail destinations within the greater Stevens Point Plover urban core.
You're talking about the developments along Highway 51 with the Portage County Business Park. You've got Whiting. You've got Highway 10.
Crossroads Commons. You have a Highway B and 54 in Plover. You have the Highway 10 East corridor within the city of Stevens Point as well. The best that we can do is work, given the tools that we have, with the available tenants that are already still in downtown, still within the mall, do the best we can to encourage them to stay within the existing facility. If it can be rehabilitated, we want to do that with the existing owners in our good faith effort to continue that facility or with the future owners or change it dramatically if necessary with those partners or partners moving into the future.
All right, we're going to have to take a quick break. In fact, we're way over for the break. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. We've got Stevens Point Mayor Andrew Halverson, Community Development Director Mike Morrissey, and Mark Craig of Compass Properties. This is Route 51, Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Support for WPR comes from UMR, a United Healthcare company providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
Route 51, we're talking about the revitalization of downtown Stevens Point. And Mark Craig, one of the key drivers here is Highway 51, which is the main business artery heading north across the entire state. And at one time, that business artery ran right through the downtowns.
That's exactly right. And it's appropriate that the name of this program is Route 51, because that was such a key traffic for our downtowns. In 1963, a bypass was created in Wausau that created a four-lane corridor to the west of our downtown. And then the next 10, 20 years, the leaders tried to decide what they could do to save their downtown, hence the mall. But then after the mall got developed, there were still another 20 years before some of the efforts we're seeing today. So it takes more than just a shopping center, but it is a key component. In 73, the same thing happened in downtown Stevens Point. Not only do we have things in common with a river running through our downtowns, but at one time we had a main traffic artery, Highway 51, running through our downtowns, which changed dramatically in the 60s and 70s.
And both cities, again, chose to have that mall located downtown instead of along that interstate corridor. But Andrew Halverson, as you were telling me earlier, Stevens Point is actually a smaller retail market than Wausau. So that puts you at a bit of a disadvantage in the sense of trying to reduplicate some of the things.
Well, and I think that's also central to being the main difference. One of, in fact, the single greatest differences between the city of Wausau's economic region and the city of Stevens Point's economic region. Ultimately, if you look at the mean incomes between the two different areas demographically, the Wausau market is higher, number one. And if you also look at the overall population, of course, you have some 30 to 40,000 more people in this particular tight market within roughly a 10 to 12 mile radius. So the population differences, of course, are probably the single greatest demographic difference in terms of the regional challenges that the city of Stevens Point and its urban area has versus the city of Wausau and its urban area. Larger retailers, of course, are going to focus where there's a higher median income, and there's also going to be simply more bodies. And ultimately, the population differences are one of the central differences that we have, but those, of course, are not insurmountable.
How many retail areas can the Stevens Point area profitably support?
Well, and I think the key is how you define retail area. And I think if you're going to define it as a major nationally recognized retail area, currently you have BN54 in the Village of Plover, which arguably I count into the Stevens Point urban core. You have the Crossroads Commons area and the Portage County Business Park as two. You have the Highway 10 East corridor within the city of Stevens Point as number three. You had the downtown area of Stevens Point as the fourth. The market,
what you're saying is there are only so many
So many areas and regions that the Stevens Point urban core can hold. Downtown needs to focus on independently owned and operated and mid-box and smaller box nationally recognized retail, and we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yes, we will. Mayor Andrew Halverson, thanks for the segue. Community Development Director Mike Morrissey and developer Mark Craig. We'll be back with more of Route 51 after this.
Now New York has its Times Square, Chicago has its loo, but Stevens Point has its Market Square where you get our beverage by the shoeful when they play the polka from Stevens Point. How we laugh, how we dance, how we shout. Then we grab our partner by the hand and we skip and scamper about. That city of wonderful water, but when they play the polka, we'll drink anything but water. Lift your glasses to the sky and drink it down when they play that Stevens Point polka.
And the subject on Route 51 today is the city of Stevens Point. We have Mayor Andrew Halverson, Community Development Director Mike Morrissey, and developer Mark Craig of Compass Properties. Mayor Halverson, my apologies for playing the Stevens Point
Glenn,
polka.
And quite honestly, there's no need to apologize because that song sounds even better when you have a point beer in your hand and you're actually dancing the polka on the Market Square.
Well, this is probably a good segue into the arts community, which has been very instrumental in the redevelopment of Wausau's downtown with the renovation of the Grand Theater, the Arts Block project, because we don't just have polka music in downtown Wausau. We have B.B. King, Aretha Franklin, Willie Nelson, Itzhak Perlman, major national acts, which Mark Craig, I think, adds a credibility to the arts scene downtown that is a lot of other communities would be envious. So.
Yeah, and that was my point earlier. It takes more than a shopping center to make a downtown work. And we've been fortunate, you know, 10 years ago, we raised over $13 million, most of it private dollars, to renovate a block now known as the Arts Block, really focused on the arts. Mm-hmm. And at that same time, created a city square. And those became the two focal points that created a lot of synergies that then we saw a lot of development that came about after that. Office building along the river, Wausau Benefits and Wifley, which created a parking deck. And those were all catalysts to other efforts that we now are seeing some great, great success.
And I think one of the things that that we often overlook is that development and redevelopment comes incrementally. And I think that we can have high expectations and high hopes, but we do, in fact, need to have a foundation present. And that foundation takes time to build. Back in 1989 and 1990, I remember that we had an opportunity and we approached the mayor and the council at the time with acquiring the Wisconsin Central Limited Railroad and the Chicago Northwestern Railroad, which was the main freight line that went right up along our waterfront along the Wisconsin River. And we acquired that. And I think that those small changes, Able Distributing was an old former a plumbing distributor. They wanted a new location, and they're thriving now in what was used to be called the Flats redevelopment area. But they were a plumbing distributor at the gateway to our downtown. So we began to see those opportunities for redevelopment, and I think wisely the mayor and councils took advantage of that, expended the funds, and we began to work on that foundation. I think as you build the foundation, opportunities come.
And Mike Morrissey is the former community development director for Wausau and now of Stevens Point. How are you poised to pursue similar opportunities as they make themselves available?
Well, I don't think that the policy really should change. I think that we should continue to work on the foundation that we have in Stevens Point, and that foundation is identifying some of the properties, not too much like, unlike Able Distributing, that really don't contribute to our mission downtown. And there are several downtown properties that could have a higher and better use. And also to create some public space. So we're taking a look at building our inventory of redevelopment property, just as we did in Wausau. With I think people oftentimes complain that, why are we buying that property? Well, it wasn't long before the Eye Clinic and Dudley Office and Wausau Benefits took advantage of that inventory of redevelopment property.
And so, for those who aren't familiar with the Dudley Office Building, this is a 10-story office building that opened just a couple of years ago in downtown Wausau and really changed the entire landscape.
Right, and I think as we begin to build on that foundation, I think, at least in my mind, there was one pivotal or linchpin development, and that was probably the Wausau Benefits office building and the Jefferson Street parking ramp, that combination. And although I think that there was some criticism for the cost of the parking ramp not only served Wausau Benefits, but also the Jefferson Street Inn, the Palladian, and also the Dudley Office Tower. So even though at the front end it was very expensive and controversial, and there was some debate about it, it seems to have served downtown well over the long term.
I want to talk about all this mixed-use stuff, but before we leave the arts behind, we've got to talk about the Fox Theater. Theater was the great old opera palace in Wausau. Mayor Halverson, what is the Fox Theater being used for in Stevens Point right now?
The Fox Theater currently is vacant, and it has been vacant since the mall itself was constructed. In fact, since the CDA in 1982 condemned the back third of it and tore it down to construct what is now the Center Point Mall. Really a beautiful, beautiful old opera house. One of the most central focal points of Main Street is sitting vacant. One of the great things that we've had is the reestablishment of a strong partnership between the city of Stevens Point and the ownership of that building, which is the Sanders family, and really reaching out to them to make them aware that we recognize and, in fact, formally apologize for what we did and the short-sightedness of the mistake that we did with that particular building, because that was obviously a very sensitive issue for that particular family. We wanted to handle it correctly, and we wanted to make them realize that there's an administration now that understands and reflects that that was not the right decision at the right time for that particular building. And part of that has been outstanding, because now we're starting to move forward with bringing consultants in to be able to meet with the family, to make them very clear that willing to help them with architectural and engineering fees, and they've been very receptive to that.
Mike Morris, you were talking about doing an inventory downtown with the Fox Theater. Any idea of how much it would take to renovate it, get it back up and running?
Well, I think there have been some previous estimates, but, you know, as time goes on, you need to update those estimates. My guess is it will be in the $1.5 to $2 million range. And that, again, is part of our foundation. And I think that our foundation is our inventory of historically and architecturally significant properties that that we have in our downtown. And I think that we need to build on that, whether it's building an actual real estate inventory or it's working to improve the assets that we have in our architecturally significant buildings. I think that's important. We've been talking about our historic square downtown. The mayor has put together a task force for revitalizing the historic Market Square. That's part of our foundation. And as we take advantage of building that foundation, I think Stevens Point may put itself in the same position that Wausau did when Wausau Benefits decided to locate downtown.
And again, there are parallels between the historic square and the 400 block in downtown Wausau, which, again, has become a focal point downtown and is now in the midst of a $1 million renovation, completely funded by private dollars, as was the Arts Block to a great degree, the Grand Theater. Any chance of Stevens Point attracting that kind of private investment in order to get some of that work done for you?
Well, I think that's always an opportunity, and I think the key is the way in which those types of campaigns can be framed. You've got to reach out to community leaders to establish that philanthropic base and continue to build on what we have. And I think in many ways what the city can do as a real catalyst for that is make available matching dollars to a capital campaign for a specific purpose, either whether it be the square renovation, whether it be an eventual Fox Theater renovation, whether it be the creation of a brand new green space in some area in downtown that we can focus on. The polka that you played earlier on, of course, talks about the Market Square. That Market Square has been there really as the commerce hub and center of the city for well over 100 years. So in terms of us giving it the identity that it deserves as the cultural heart and soul of not only the community, but ultimately the county as a whole, that's a huge initiative that we have to move on. In fact, as we speak, literally, our task force that we created is specifically meeting right now to talk about the design elements, the use of certain design characteristics, techniques, the expansion of the farmers market in downtown. Right now, we're working on a project. The Director of Public Works, Mr. Lemke, Director Morrissey, and myself are moving forward with a complete change of all the street lighting in downtown to historically accurate street lighting. So the efforts that we're moving forward with, changing street patterns, moving to a wider single one-way lane to the west really expand the available on-site parking that we need in centrally located areas in downtown to parallel parking, which would be a net gain of 25 spaces simply by repainting and turning around the street. So there are minimal low-hanging pieces of fruit that we can capitalize on that arguably have not been capitalized on for some time. We want to be able to move those small projects forward to establish that foundation and, in fact, continue to move forward on a foundation that still is there.
Is there a difference, though, in the demographics of Wausau and Stevens Point, which makes it easy for Wausau to attract millions of dollars in contributions and makes it a little, little bit tougher in Stevens Point?
That's one of the noticeable things about the two communities. The city of Wausau, I've often thought, had a population probably closer to 50 than what is the reported 42,000 for the last census. But it is the central city within a metropolitan statistical area, and therefore it is an entitled community under the HUD Community Development Block Grant Program. And I think the city of Wausau generally receives about, and I don't know, I'm not connected with the program anymore, but probably around $700,000 or so dollars every year, which for the most part is used to assist low and moderate moderate income people, but 30% of the allocated funds can be used for preventing and eliminating blight. So it is a fabulous resource that Wausau has. That by virtue of our size in Stevens Point, we're smaller, we're more of a micropolitan area, and we don't have the benefit of that program. So we're trying to pull rabbits out of hat a little bit more in Stevens Point than we are in the city of Wausau.
You do have CAP services in Stevens Point, which has helped with a lot of that revitalization of
right. They do a lot of economic development programming, and they also operate our homeowner rehabilitation program as well.
Wonderful partnership. Carl Panasek, then longtime president, and now President Murray Patoka, in terms of the investment and the guarantees for local business expansion, recruitment, retention. CAP Services is a wonderful, wonderful mechanism for us, and we continue to partner with them on arguably a day-to-day basis. But in terms of the difference, that really can't be underestimated in terms of its impact. Wausau, being an entitlement community, opens up a great deal more financial doors that Wausau has available to it that Stevens Point does not. We have to compete competitively to be able to get those CDBG dollars on an annualized basis. We've also been very successful, however, recently in being able to obtain CDBG opportunities for major capital investments, water utility improvements, and we're going to be looking at a partnership with the Department of Commerce very soon to be able to expand those grant opportunities for specific economic development opportunities, blight elimination, and, I might add, environmental contamination that needs to be remedied in downtown Stevens Point. A lot of our older industrial base, the land is still there, and it needs to be cleaned up before we can have legitimate projects work at the same time.
Mike, some of that had to be done in Wausau, too.
I was going to go on to say a bit more about investment. And I one of the things that I noticed in downtown Wausau today, and I just would absolutely have to congratulate whoever voted for rebuilding 3rd Street, but Wausau continues to expend low to moderate income levels of funding for continuing capital improvement projects. I mean, Wausau is doing it, and they're doing it on 3rd Street now from, I think, Jefferson Street north to Grant.
Right.
And it's a reconstruction, and frankly, I already thought it looked pretty good. But they're continuing to invest moderate levels of funding every year, and I think that continues to build on foundation as well. And so you have to continue to spend, because if you're not willing to invest in yourself, it's going to be difficult for you to think that other people are going to invest in.
And as a developer, I mean, we would not have been able to do a project like the Palladian if it had not been for community development grant dollars to help us overcome a pretty large gap from what was feasible and what was not feasible to develop a mixed-use 65,000-square-foot, six-story building with high-end condominiums, banquet space, hotel rooms, retail space. Those projects just don't happen without a real partnership with the community.
And that, of course, connected to the Jefferson Street Inn, an upscale hotel, which didn't exist in downtown Wausau years ago. We're talking to Mark Craig. He is the general manager of Compass Properties. Also, Mike Morrissey, community development director of Stevens Point, previously with the city of Wausau. And Andrew Halverson, the mayor of Stevens Point. We're talking about the revitalization of downtown Stevens Point, which has seen its share of challenges in the last couple of years. We've got three very good talkers here, but that doesn't mean that you can't find your way into the conversation if you'd like to. 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. I'm Glenn Moberg, Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. 1-800-780-9742. We're talking about the revitalization of Stevens Point with Mayor Andrew Halverson, Community Development Director Mike Morrissey, and developer Mark Craig. Let's go to the phones right now. We have David in Wausau. David, you're on Route 51.
Hi, Michael. I have a specific question for you. Given the referendum outcome on the courthouse in Stevens Point this week, what are the constituencies you have to deal with, and what barriers do you have to overcome in order to develop the political will in the electorate to do this project?
I think that one of the functions of government is of course, public safety, and I think government has been, in large part, a stakeholder in downtown redevelopment. A friend of mine has always talked about the politics of progress, and I think that we've seen that both in Stevens Point and in Wausau. If you recall, there was a Wausau Century project in the mid-1990s, and everyone had a plan for how to change the world and how to turn it around. And I don't know, I haven't been in Stevens Point long enough to know what the political history is there, but I think this is a difficult time for anyone to be passing expensive referenda. So I don't think that there's any particular message with the government's county courthouse expansion as a result of the vote on Tuesday.
David, do you have a quick follow-up?
Yes. How are you going to build buzz for this and build excitement?
Well, I think, and David, this is Mayor Halverson. Thank you for the call. I think it's actually, although Mike is a very important component of it, I think the chief cheerleader for the downtown efforts has to rest with the person ultimately most responsible, who has the broader shoulders to take the responsibility of downtown, which rests in the office of the mayor. I think in looking at the opportunities that we have and the way we have to cultivate excitement over downtown, of course, is the center that we know that it is. The waterfront, of course, that we have is the single tremendous positive, an unbelievable benefit that is the one element that we can certainly point to that is very different than the river structure within downtown Wausau. The river structure is much larger. From the Clark Street Bridge up to the Dubé Dam is over 18,000 boatable acres of water. Encouraging that, focusing on that, focusing on residential opportunities that can capitalize on the water, quality of life issues that, of course, one of the key connections to the Green Circle Trail, of course, is right along our riverfront, which connects into downtown in the 26-mile area.
So, well, Fifner Pioneer Park is just beautiful.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
You have world-class music events that take place there, that's right along the riverfront.
So, David, I think the key answer to your question is you cultivate excitement by reminding people that you cannot ultimately have a healthy community and a healthy county unless you have a healthy heart. And by starting with the central business core, continuing to push forward the expansion of elements that people can be proud of. When you look at the renovation project that we're pushing forward with the downtown square, we need it to be a plaza. We need it to be a center where people can identify with, very similar to the 400 block here, giving it a plaza feel, giving it an identity. And when you can focus on quality partnerships in the private sector to be able to leverage matching dollars from the city, matching dollars from the governmental entities with matching private dollars, I think when you can also show the taxpayers those types of opportunities and ultimately projects that come to fruition, they'll see that their tax rate isn't changing as this investment happens. And I think when you can show them those types of positives, that's how you can energize more to become that next step of advancement.
David, thanks so much for the phone call. We've only got about 5 minutes left, and we've got another call from Gary in Iron County. Gary, you're on Route 51.
I've had an idea. This goes back quite a ways. Why light rail, it's actually a good idea, but now with money being thrown around the way it is, you could connect Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, and Wausau with kind of a loop rail system.
Well, gentlemen, at one time, people used to travel from Chicago up to Minocqua every weekend to, you know, we had a rail system, and we don't have it anymore, and it's something that we're talking about, at least in the Milwaukee area.
Gary, I think the light rail of today, just in terms of the right-of-way acquisition that becomes challenging, is tough. Where the light rail of today becomes most feasible is the regional bus study that Mayor Tipple, Mayor Williams, Mayor Carson, Mayor Myers, and myself, and Mayor Erickson in Mosinee are studying as we speak. The ability to interconnect the central core of the state of Wisconsin is the perfect opportunity economically to engage all of the communities. So your idea is perfect. We just think that we might be able to accomplish it in a slightly different way. In a regional bus system that can establish hubs within our area is exactly, I think, getting at the goal that you want to proceed with. We're going to try and study that now with our collective communities and see if we can't establish that. So great idea, Gary. We agree with you, in fact.
Gary, thanks for the call. We have to move on. We've got another caller. Wouldn't you know it, we get to the last 10 minutes of the show and the lines light up. Althea in Ladysmith, you're on Route 51. Hello, Althea.
Hello. I'm a former resident of Stevens Point. I love the city, visit often. I'm very excited with what is going on. And Mayor Halverson said the water is just a number one plus for the city, but also the university. There is much talent. And I think if you could get some people fired up, you would have a lot of people involved. I saw this happen. I live in Ladysmith, which is up north, a very small, tiny town, but the arts have really caught on here. but it's taken a couple of years to develop.
Okay. Althea, thank you so much for the phone call, and I am actually going to try to move on and squeeze in one more caller. We have Heidi in Stevens Point. Very quickly, Heidi, you've just got 15 seconds to make your point.
All right. I live in Stevens Point. I grew up in Stevens Point, and I just wanted to emphasize that a lot of the times people I talk to who come to visit Stevens Point or who have left Stevens Point often remember the art scene downtown. With we have a riverfront art center and a new gallery downtown, plus the Scarraccio Art Center and Art Village, which unfortunately just closed. But also there's a number of independent stores, and I think that's the reason a lot of people come to Stevens Point. And so I guess for me, being a Stevens Point person, is not necessarily trying to get in those national stores. It's just making sure that the people who bring in independent stores that are unique and interesting is what's going to bring excitement to downtown.
Heidi, thanks so much for the phone call. And Mayor Halverson, you've got the last word, and it has to be only 15 seconds long.
Well, Heidi, you're absolutely right. In fact, just this morning with one of the new chancellor candidates for UWSP, he asked me that specific question, and I told him that the best way for us to partner is by expanding on the College of Fine Arts and Communication, building on the theater and dance program, and capitalizing on what UWSP can mean to downtown. It is about the arts, and ultimately it's about the university. Independent retail is, you're absolutely correct, but getting the arts component, working with the Dean of the Fine Arts and Provost Morin to capitalize on the university's presence is exactly what will be a great future in downtown Stevens Point.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Andrew Halverson, Community Development Director Mike Morrissey, and Mark Craig of Compass Properties. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51. Thanks also to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Mary Baldwin. Thanks, as always, to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme and the Stevens Point Polka performed by Neil Zunker, Jeff Hines, and the Music Connection. We want to welcome all of our new listeners in Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, Wautoma, Westfield, Adams Friendship, Montello, Portage, and the Wisconsin Dells on our newest station, WHAA 89.1 FM, Coloma. For those of you who are listening there and also on WLBL 91.9 FM Wausau and 930 AM Auburndale Stevens Point, WHBM 90.3 FM Park Falls, thanks again for riding with us today. Until next week, we're heading out of town.